Sai Center, October 29, 2023.
Hi everyone. Thank you all for helping choose this topic of devotion. We are really excited to dig into this for the next 4 weeks. Tonight's quote also is a little extra special. I was given by Sat all of the old Reno Sai Center newsletters that Sat put together herself, and I found this quote in it. So Sat chose this quote many years ago, and I'm super excited to be talking about it again. Well, first time for me because I wasn't here, but you get it. The proof of the rain is the wetness of the ground. Likewise, the proof of true devotion is in the peace of mind that the aspirant has attained, the peace which protects him against the onslaught of failures, the peace in which he is unruffled by loss and dishonor, the peace that does not perturb his mind with anger, hatred, jealousy, conceit, and lower passions, the peace which makes him feel tranquil, unconcerned, and unattached under all circumstances and with all human natures. Know that you are the embodiment of that peace. First question, what does devotion mean to you? How do you practice or experience it? What is it for you? I'd love to hear from everyone.
Big question. Mm-hmm. I think that devotion is when all of your thoughts are centered on the Guru. And every thought comes back to the Guru.
I think like Baba, it may be easier to talk more about the effect of it. but I'm just thinking, for me, true devotion is in using the practices, tools, and wisdom given to you by your guide or your guru. And every moment you can keep yourself awake. That's what it looks like for me.
To me, devotion is about remembering the priority. I can say every moment to remember using the tools, but getting yourself back, even when you fall, even when you fail, keeping that love and priority to get you back on track.
It's hard for me to talk about this, and I'm so happy that this topic got chosen. But this really touches me because I felt like line for line, to testify to my life. They really hit me hard.
To me, the devotion is trust that you're devoted to the source. That's what it means. So to me, it's trust.
For me, it is unconditional love, sincerity, and complete surrender to our Guru, and trust in that.
For me, I can use an analogy that is coming to my mind. It's like the Earth orbiting around the Sun, always in orbit, whether it's far or near. And the love, the attraction to the Sun is what keeps the Earth moving and guided. Everything the Earth does is about the Sun. That's what it means.
From my point of view, true devotion is surrendering myself completely to God. Whenever the Maya hits, remembering my wisdom that I received from Sat, and keeping myself intact with God's talking, whether am I doing right and traveling in the path I want to reach. That's what I think from my point of view.
For me, it's very hard to explain, but I can only say that when my heart goes after something without my mind interfering with it, I mean, something natural and ongoing without interfering with my mind and body. I don't know how to explain it. It's a love that pouring from my heart, and I don't know what to do with it. I just experience it.
For me, the devotion is recognizing that there's no answers or solutions or peace or joy to be had in the world, and wanting to and thirsting for more of the peace that only Sat and Baba's teachings can bring, and not wanting to slip back into a previous way of operating.
Mine is similar a little bit to what Vijay is saying. It makes me think back to something Sat said to me so many years ago, but when we were about to move here, she looked at Bahar and I said, think about what you really want. And that really like sits with me when I think about what devotion is, because to really stop and say, what is it I want and how do I make it my priority, and to choose it and to do what's asked of it, but like to make, like we have so many opportunities every day to choose like the Maya or our mind or this. And to me, that feels a lot like that, and that choice and that really remembering what you want and going after it. So to me, it feels similar. And like, and I think also the other thing is when I have an opportunity to do something around here or to do something that is just serving my own heart, that really feels like devotion to me, because it makes me, it like that thing where it says the proof of the rain is the wetness of the ground. When I get to do stuff like that, I feel more like that softness. And to me, it seems similar to that too. So those are a couple of things for me.
Is it possible for what you really want to actually choose you as your... 'Cause I feel like that happened to me. that what I really wanted actually chose me and then took over. And I just followed instead of resist or fight.
I feel the same way. I never thought about wanting, before I met Thad, I never thought about wanting a guru or the possibility of a different life, one that didn't have pain or suffering or anxiety or sadness. I didn't even think that was possible. And I also found myself in just the best possible situation.
And I want to add that you want the best for your beloved, and this made you very joyful and free and very in touch with something inside you. It's like a, it's like a oval energy.
Before we go to the next question, does anyone else want to just answer what devotion means for them? And on Zoom also, if anybody else wants to answer this.
In my humble opinion, devotion, true devotion, it shouldn't be, it's not to a person or a thing, it's to the truth, the real truth.
To me, devotion is when everything else is meaningless, when everything becomes secondhand, and there's only one thing, one point that you're looking at, and you're moving forward towards that. That's what I would call devotion.
I'd like to add something. I love the way that Baba talks about rain. I was feeling that, like the fragrance of the rain, the beauty of devotion is what brings light, brings joy. So that is a way of knowing when you do something out of devotion, all of your being is full of joy and that fragrance of rain. So I love this quote. It describes, you know, a way of knowing if you are doing something based on devotion, bringing happiness and joy versus pain and suffering. And I don't feel that I would know what is truth without having devotion to someone who's talking the truth to me, to my ears. It wouldn't be doable for me to understand it.
Can I ask a question? Devotion the same as love?
You know, human being has a lot of devotion. Devotion means being devoted to. They got devotion to wife. They got devotion to children. They got devotion to their position. They got the devotion to eating good food. They seek after it. They have devotion to their imagination and their thoughts. They have devotion to their ego. They're devoted to it. None of which will stop them from being a pile of ashes. None of them. And yet, so often the temporary is sought after and devoted to, and the permanent is completely ignored. And in order to know about the permanent, you need a guide, a guru. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the truth of the matter. Because, like you brought an example, Baba said about eating, when a blind person comes to your house, you put two plates because they have companion bringing them in. The humanity is blind. And very few that work so damn hard, they devoted their life, have come throughout the history. Don't tell me I'm devoted to truth. Nobody even knows what the truth is unless somebody worked really hard to bring it out. And that person are the saint, sages, prophets, avatars. Let's give gratitude to them tonight. Every one of them. They presented the truth when there is nothing but falsehood in the mind of humanity. Let's give some credit and put our ego aside. Let's realize that every word of truth that came out of the men and women before us, they sweated, they blooded for it. Let's take a moment. Now we are sitting here and talking about devotion. What do we know? What they've had to go through. Let's for a moment think how much they sacrifice. Not only for themselves, Baba. One of the biggest examples, Shridi Baba. Baba, Nasargadatta, Ramana, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses. Let's dwell on that for a moment. And we talk about our devotion. What kind of devotion they had. That's why the subject of devotion is very touchy for me. I stay away from it. Because this is how I get. I have a wall in my cave that I visit. It's all pictures of any one of them that has helped me, even with one sentence. And I call them my friends. Just remember the ancient truth that came through Vedas, Upanishads, Quran, Angel, Bible, whatever they are. I know it's messy, religion is horrible nowadays, but it's not what it was meant to be. People sweated, they lost their lives to bring us to this room. With gratitude. So let's have a moment of homage to guides and gurus and say not a drop was unspoken. Sorry, something really got to me. We would, none of us be here without a guru or guide. Let's put our ego aside.
Baba talks about the proof of true devotion for the majority of this quote. And I'm going to read it again, and then I want to ask a question. The proof of true devotion is in the peace of mind that the aspirant has attained, the peace which protects him against the onslaught of failures, the peace in which he is unruffled by loss and dishonor, the peace that does not perturb his mind with anger, hatred, jealousy, conceit, and lower passions, the peace which makes him feel tranquil, unconcerned, and unattached under all circumstances and with all human natures. What is your understanding or experience of the peace that is the proof of devotion described here? For me, this was, this part really hit me because I can look at each of these. I can eat each of these as if they were written for me and look at my time since meeting Zach, and every one of these has rung true for me. The peace of being unruffled by loss, this feeling protected against the onslaught of failures, even this feeling of this peace against when something used to make me angry and it doesn't anymore. And I can look back last week and it was different. Last month it was different. Last year it was different. 10 years ago. And the difference is tremendous. And I think how amazing. All of this can be ours, is ours. So to me, that was just, that was mind-blowing and so rung so true for me. And I think, you know, just I have a lot of gratitude for that part. Who else would like to share on this proof in their life?
I have seen countless times how just a word from Sat can completely turn any situation around, or it can wipe away the worst mental scenario, the worst physical scenario. Peace, freedom, joy. I thought I can count 3 times today for myself.
My experience is very similar, like what Kavi and Radha explained it so well. Just one example, nothing in my, like, the situation that I had, I mean, in the outside, worldly level, it didn't get any, maybe I have the same situation, but I'm not the same person. I feel much more peace, much more joy, and I can say all of these things apply. Yes, there are times that I'm not perfect. I make wrong choices going with my mind, but I absolutely do not have the same experience anymore. I feel that just one word can bring the peace. I forget the problem, and pictures change also. Not just the pictures change, but also people around me change, not just my family. People who come in contact with my family also transform. I see it every day.
For me too, it's similar. Every reminder that I get in this path, every tool, every practice, and each and every satsang, every moment I'm in this path and I'm following this, it gives me peace compared to the external world. And I'm so grateful.
I was thinking about the word devotion, and I couldn't distinguish between, and I'm still thinking about it. For me, it's like what Mira said, it's a combination of love, peace, freedom. So that's what it means for me. It's just all of that in a split second.
Honestly, when I got this quote, I really thought I don't know exactly what devotion is, and certainly I know nothing of true devotion. But I was so happy because I do know the proof of it. And I thought, how amazing that I know the proof of it, because I don't know exactly what it is, but each and every one, like you all share, my life is proof of someone's devotion, but this explains my life.
It's so interesting because, Sat, after you shared what you did, I feel like I understand this deeper. When Baba says the proof of true devotion is the peace of mind that the aspirant attains, it's the proof of the true devotion of the one who tells you who you are and who you are not. And the one who tells you the problem that you think you face isn't real. That is true devotion.
Can I just say one more thing before we go? Because I just wanted to say that for me, this proof, I heard this when I first started on the path, not this exact quote, but from you, that like, this is what it's going to be like. You are going to be okay. And I was so miserable that I just, that hope for that was enough. And now I can look back after all these years and I was unable to leave my house. I was so anxious and unhappy. And I was just, the hope of it was enough. And now I look back after all these years and the proof has been there, and I am all those things that you promised. And it's a very big deal. And
yeah, it was promised to me. It was promised to me. This is what I'm saying, the lineage of those that came before us. And I'm not putting myself in that category. But we're so infatuated with our own devotion, and yet we're receiving a paved road, you know? Look at what they had to do to bring us here. When I went to India, I was in my 20s, and I was very naive. And it started from there. Had I not heard and were guided, and then guided from different sources, and for a moment tonight, this energy bubbled in my heart. We're talking about our devotion. What about their devotion? What about how they had to labor? Not only for themselves. We sit in a comfortable room. They could be on top of the mountain in cold and not knowing where their next food is coming. For whatever reason that I became very sentimental to just every so often not only look at our own pure devotion, but to also said, who prompted this devotion in me? Who brought this incredible divine love, stimulated in my heart? What would my life be like had it not been for a hard work of another person, you know? So that's my devotion.
Thank you, Seth.